Father, without you, we can do nothing. So I ask that you would release us into the place of grace in order to complete what you have called us to do and to work. In Jesus' name. Earlier, I started to share with the people about God's love versus serving fear. And sometimes we don't understand, how do I get through to myself about changing my way of doing things? Because my whole life, I've been serving fear. And when I do, obviously, the results are not too swift. So I'd like to take you to Galatians chapter 5. So if you want to take a ride over to Galatians chapter 5 with me, we're going to touch on verse 6. For in Christ neither the circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So the second part of that verse, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And many people think that they can function in the realm of the Spirit without love being their focal point. If I took you to 1 Corinthians 13, it would give you all the things about love. And you can study that on your own, because I think you can do that. But basically, when we realize that God is trying to get us out of old patterns of doing things and giving us a new understanding of how faith works, we have to come to a new level of awareness that without that love flowing through us, and it has to start with that love flowing to us from ourselves. And if you're constantly angry at yourself, constantly critical of yourself, what do you think you're going to give out to others? If you've got apple pie and you're trying to convince me that it's not apple pie, that it's cherries, I'm going to tell you that it tastes like apples. It better be apples. You can argue with me all day long, but cherries aren't going to do it. So if you're trying to give out love and you're constantly criticizing yourself, finding fault with yourself and finding fault with others, tell me how your faith is going to work. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. He says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who called you or calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be. Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go to the whole way and emasculate themselves. What a wonderful thing to tell those who call themselves great anointed preachers, because that's who he's talking about. The Galatians had been bewitched under people who had come into them, given them all kinds of new instructions, and they were falling apart. Paul had given them an instruction to be in love with each other, and they went backwards. Verse 16. Well, 15 might be important as well. back it up to 13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Now you say, well, how can I serve? I'm not serving anybody. You've got a whole house full wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you play, wherever you do, whatever you do. You can serve in love instead of anger. You can serve in compassion instead of judgment. You can serve because you have been anointed to give what you have in abundance, which is acceptance and love. Love them where they're at, whoever they may be. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you're not going to steal from him. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Many people criticize all the day and all night, and they wonder why they had a hard time yesterday, and they may have a hard time today. 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit that is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, and we can go on and give you the list, but that's not where we're going right now. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 17. Ephesians chapter 3. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. Rooted and established in criticalness. You'll get what? More fault finding, more judgment, more criticalness. And you'll have it the same dose the next day, except it'll usually double. And you're going to find your friends are going to be running away. They're not interested in hearing how ugly you think they are. I was watching one of my family members being slaughtered Christmas afternoon. And I said to the Lord, what do I do? How do I go forward with this? And he said, Gus, just go and rub the person's back. So I just tapped on the back gently. And they walked away. Had they done something wrong? Absolutely. Were they thinking? No, they weren't thinking. But all the accusations were going to give them the reason to keep on going in the wrong direction. Do I get an amen? What happens when you get criticized? You find comfort zones. I should have heard a couple of amens. I'm not totally out of the field here. Yes or no? Yes. All right. So what do? We find something that brings comfort. It might be the wrong choice. It might be wrong people. But it doesn't matter. You're sick of the rejection. Perfectly good space for another amen. Amen. All right. Again, 17b. And pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's going to surpass your brain. That you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Oh, wow, what a wonderful idea to get the fullness of God. The fullness of God is love. It's not fear. John 3:16, he gave his son. What did he give his son for? For what?
So we can believe.
Love.
God so loved the world. People in the church hate the world. What's wrong with you? Why don't you just love them to bits instead of hating them? I was talking to somebody who happened to be a Democrat, and he said, I can't stand those. And I'm not going to say all the words. And I could switch it around. Guess who's having a party? It ain't God. God so loved the world. So he loved the Democrats and he loved the Republicans. In case you forgot, you better love Obama and pray for him. He needs it. Why? Because he's doing the best he knows. And if he's doing the best he knows and he's committed to do what he's chosen to do, we need to intercede and pray for him. Because that's the only way that he will be able to rise to the next level. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power. What's his power? That is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. What is the power that activates the next level of your faith? Do I need to take you back? It's love. You may not be able to figure them out. Praise God, I hope you don't. If you can't figure them out, it's because you're not God. Hallelujah. Because if you were, there might be a few dead bodies around. Amen? All right. Now, come on, you guys. You should be able to say amen once in a while. Romans 5. Romans chapter 5. In case you forgot, St. Paul's still writing to the Romans. And the Roman church doesn't always do it that way, but that's okay. We love them there, right where they're at. Romans chapter 5, and we're going to touch on verse 6. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Does that include you and me? Yes. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man sometimes or someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, I've got some church friends of mine that I would like sometimes to let them take a bath in that practical verse. Because they are so, so intensely perfect in their own eyes that they hardly see the other persons or other churches. They're perfect. And if you want to be perfect, you can join them. But you got to be just like them. I don't want to be part of that. Because if you heard their conversation, you'd say, oh my God, there isn't anybody that's perfect like them. And I'm not being critical of any denomination. Okay? I'm telling you, the body of Christ is eating each other up. And one of these days, God's going to pour out his love upon it, and they are all going to bow their knee and say, my God, we did it wrong. I should have heard an amen there. While we were still sinners, he died for us. He died for those on that other denomination. He died for those that are in whatever bondage they're in. Not for you to be so self-righteous or me to be so self-righteous that we can't love them into healing. Love will be the power source to change the world. It's not going to be all this hatred and backbiting. Go to Romans 8, verse 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 39. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. Woo-hoo. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, is it the love of God that gave Jesus the courage to lay down his life? Might be necessary for you to just maybe shut up and not be so opinionated next time and try to convince somebody that you're perfect and they're not. If you love them in their weakness, what's going to happen? They're going to get awful nosy. How come you still got a smile on today and everything's going wrong? Why have you got so much peace? You're driving me up a tree. I hope it's Calvary's tree. Amen? See, the power of love will transform your entire being. You say, well, this one's kind of tough to love. My brother has a perfect example. He says, love him from a distance. Don't get too close. You might get a backhand. But love them anyway. Choose to love them because they may be doing it their only way they know. And if they're doing it the only way they know, don't think you are going to be playing God by helping them along by anything but your example. And your example might be to just keep your mouth shut. And when you keep your mouth shut, they ain't got nothing to respond to. I was trying to teach the other day about why did God get born in a stable? Well, let's face it, this whole earth was full of animals. Now, come on. How many have ever heard the stubborn like a mule? Well, he had a mule right next to him. He probably ate and slept in his straw. There might have been a few goats around, too. Okay? So he was knowing what kind of beast we are. You say, well, wait a minute, I don't feel like a beast. Well, sometimes you might act like one. Okay? And if you do, admit it. Ask God for grace. Ask God for grace. And if you don't love yourself just yet because you acted like a you-know-what, ask for God to just heal your heart so you don't act like that again. He'll give you some grace and he'll give you some mercy and some favor. Amen? If you think you can't do it on your own, welcome to the club. I can't either. In case you forgot, I have a few donkeys in my family too. And I'm being nice. Close your eyes. Lord Jesus, you're the only one that can take that donkey nature out of us. You're the only one that can heal us and get us to love those that are still walking in that space. You're the only one, Lord Jesus, that's got so much love in you that you can pour it out in us so that we can be lovers to each other. And that the body of Christ can rise as it was designed to do for his glory. And all of God's people said, amen. That's it. Just remember, he began a good work in love, and he's going to complete it by love. And you might have to go home and love a few donkeys. That's okay. Oh, come on. You don't have any donkeys in your family? I'll lend you some. You got your own? You got your own. All right.